You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. We've decided to end our show each day with an uplift, something positive and encouraging, something that shows the ways we're helping each other. You might know that Nevada County yesterday announced another confirmed case of COVID-19, but we received an email from a Nevada City resident who said, "Yesterday, our neighbor was sprucing up her front yard, taking down the tangled Christmas tree lights, and we suggested she keep them there and turn them on, which our neighbors have done too. And what an experience to see the homes lit up." She wrote, "What if people everywhere did the same? Just turned on the lights, turned on the color, and decided to be the light in the tunnel. Just imagine." And with that, we had another email about the neighborhood behavior, and we reached out to Patty Gray, who lives in Citrus Heights. So hi, Patty. You're our uplift for the day. What do you think of that?
I love it. Okay. I'm happy to be here.
So what's happening in your neighborhood?
Well, it's one of those California neighborhoods where it's all garages out front, and normally you don't even see people except when they're coming and going. And lately, people have been throwing open those garage doors and bringing their life kind of out to the front instead of sort of hiding inside and in their backyards.
So people are calling out to each other or waving? What's happening?
Yes, they actually are. And we just moved into the neighborhood, so I haven't actually really met everybody, and I'm a little bit shy, and I was kind of getting ready to be brave enough to do that, and then the coronavirus hit. So we've all hunkered down, but luckily it means that I can now see my neighbors, and we have been waving to each other across the street and introducing each other. There's one couple that sort of brings their dinner hour out to the driveway for the table and chairs and sit there, and I shout bon appetit to them. The other neighbor is a couple with two young toddlers, twin girls, and they brought their entire sort of play world to the front yard. And I can see them kind of trotting around, and I can see their next door neighbor kind of talking to them across the yard. It makes me feel so much better. I really kind of wanted to run to everybody's door and knock on it and say, you know, are you in there? Are you okay? But we're very private, and I also didn't want to scare them, like, oh my God, are you spreading coronavirus? So being able to just see each other and reassure each other that, yep, we're here, you know, I'm thinking of it as collective isolation. We're all in it together. We can see each other. We're keeping our distance, but we're reassuring you that, yes, we're alive and you're alive. And if we really needed to help each other, we're here and we could do it.
I loved your message because when my kids were young, our neighborhood had these Friday night pizza and wine parties. All the kids would get together and it was out in the front yard. But the point is the staying connected, and
yeah.
Say a little bit more about how that's making you feel as a person.
Oh my God, it's completely changing it because I'm a pretty clear, focused, calm person, but I admit this is a strange time, and especially when I am new in the neighborhood, you can feel isolated. So just being able to see people and check in with them, it kind of makes me, like, I find that I'm just keeping the garage door open pretty much all day and the door to the garage and the kitchen so that I can, you know, kind of check what's going on. And I just don't feel at all frightened. And I feel surprisingly, I think, more connected and engaged in my community than I would have otherwise. So a silver lining to an otherwise not so pleasant situation.
And I get the sense that this was spontaneous. Nobody was on next door coordinating this in any way.
No. Not at all. Yeah, it was really spontaneous. And I think it helped that it was a warm weekend and we were painting our garage and, you know, it's continuing to happen, you know, so the neighbors came out a second night for their dinner and I'm expecting that as long as it's sunny, they're going to come out again tonight. And people are still kind of walking in the neighborhood and we're just acknowledging each other and kind of maintaining a feeling of connection. I think that's really critically important.
What a wonderful uplift. Will you send us some pictures? Could we post them on the website?
Yes, I did. I actually did take a couple of pictures because I thought it was so wonderful. So yeah, I'll send you a couple.
Okay, you wrote, "This is our version of Italians singing from their balconies."
It is, actually, yeah, I know, and I'm waiting for somebody to coordinate. I mean, that's what you guys should do. It's like, let everybody go out at a certain time and tell us what to do, and we'll do it.
Well, in Patty Gray's Citrus Heights neighborhood, everybody go out, open your garage doors, get out there, bring your picnic, and wave to each other and enjoy the fact that community is still together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Patty. You gave us a good boost. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you.
Have an uplifting day.
Thank you, too.
And that's Insight for today. There's much more news at capradio.org, and there'll be more news throughout the day, but keep that uplift in your heart. Take care and stay informed. For all of us, I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.